Welcome to Living a Simple Life with a Back Porch View. Thanks for stopping by. Grab a glass of lemonade, pull up a rocker, and join me for conversations about living the simple life. Go ahead, get comfortable and settle in for a good visit. It's time to relax and enjoy. Bright star in the east. Oh, how I often wish I could have been standing alongside the Magi when they looked up to see that beautiful sight. How I would love to have started walking, each step filled with the anticipation of coming closer and closer to the Christ child. Each year at Christmas, as I hear the story and listen to the songs that portray this wonderful sight, I realize I may not ever look up and see such a phenomenon in my day and age, but I can harbor the brightness of that star in my heart. Even more so, this star should not just be tucked away in my heart, only to be pulled out, given a good shake to release the dust and mold, and put on display only at Christmas. Instead, it should be worn and visible each and every day. It should shine through by lifting someone up rather than putting them down. It should shine brightly by lending a helping hand. It should be radiant as I offer a smile. It should twinkle as I help to provide for those who have nothing. It should guide me as I stay calm and speak softly, even in a volatile environment. It should be noticeable, even when I do the small things, like open a door for someone who's laden down with packages, stop to pick something up that's been dropped, or allow someone with fewer items to go ahead in the checkout line. It should be baked up and offered to the hungry. It should be poured from a pitcher of love and given to the thirsty. It should be a pleasant surprise as I give a kind and encouraging word to the harried store clerks. It should ease the loneliness when I just sit next to someone with no family. It should be poured out with strength to those who have nothing left to give. The Star of Bethlehem should never shine brighter than over a simple manger that holds the most precious gift we could ever have. But the essence of the gift should shine in our hearts each and every day in a way that gives the meaning of Christmas a whole new perspective. And it should be offered to each and every one to lead them to the most perfect gifts. I wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas and hearts that shine as brightly as the star in the east each and every day of the year. If you want to learn more about living a simple life, just visit my website at www.thefarmwife.com. If you're enjoying listening to these podcasts, you can support the show by clicking the support button in the show notes. When you do, you'll be helping me continue to bring you fun and helpful ideas for living the simple life you love. If you have questions or just want to stop in for a visit, you can do that through email at thevirtualporch@gmail.com. And be sure to subscribe. You don't want to miss a single conversation. I'll be sitting on the porch every Monday morning waiting for your visit. Thanks again for stopping in. I'll see you next week on Living a Simple Life with the Back Porch View. And while you're waiting for the next episode, grab that glass of refreshment, pull up a rocker, and sit back for a while. It's time to relax and enjoy.